The last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he says. You think you're immune. Go look at your eyes. They're two blue moons. They're like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty lies. Pretty lies. When you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies. Just pretty lies. Just pretty lies. He put a quarter in the Wurlitzer, and he pushed three buttons, and the thing began to whirl. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie, and she said, "Drink up now, it's getting on time to close." "Richard, you haven't really changed," I said. "It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombstones in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreamy. They talk of love so sweet, love so sweet. When you gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet. So sweet." Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator. And he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on him, all the house lights lift up bright. "I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday, hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes. Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and I fly away. Only a face, this dark cafe." Yeah.